With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. A youth counselor who worked at the Lincoln Hills Youth Prison in Lincoln County died from injuries he got during an assault by one of the inmates. 49-year-old Corey Pruhl had returned to serve as a youth counselor at Lincoln Hills School last spring after briefly leaving the school 2 years prior. Two Lincoln Hills School staff members were injured when a 16-year-old youth attacked them around 8 Monday night. The Department of Corrections says Pruhl died from his injuries Tuesday evening. Pruhl's fiance and daughter shared with the DOC that they would like everyone to know that Corey was an amazing partner, father, son, and human being. Department of Corrections Secretary Hoy was at Lincoln Hills School Wednesday to support staff and has deployed peer supporters from across the agency to help staff process the death. Governor Tony Evers has ordered flags to be flown at half-staff now through Thursday sunset in honor of Pruhl. The radio tower at the Marshfield Medical Center Park Falls location has recently been upgraded after the old tower, which was over 60 years old, developed structural issues. The new tower cost $190,000, which was funded by the Marshfield Medical Center Park Falls Foundation. Kirk Dunlap is Marshfield's senior project manager.
It's a really, really important and rewarding collaboration.
He called the tower a gift from the community to the community. They've added a new antenna that can scan dispatch communication traffic.
That gives the local ED team advance notice of issues they're going to deal with when the ambulance arrives. So that part of it is, as I talked with the EMS management, the folks leading that EMS team, they told me that's really important to help them get prepared and provide the best possible service to these rural patients that are coming sometimes, from quite a ways away.
He explained there is no other way to reach ambulances in the field and that effective radio towers are essential for rural health care. The new tower is 150 feet tall and its signal spans over 1,600 square miles. That means fire departments, police departments, and emergency medical services in 19 different communities will be able to receive messages from this tower. Marcy's Law helps ensure victims know and have access to certain rights when crimes are committed against them. In 2020, Wisconsin voters passed constitutional amendments to include it in state law. It's now one of 11 states to have such laws. WXPR's Katie Thorson explains what's being done to raise awareness for victims' rights locally.
Red wooden life-size silhouettes of people now stand along the main stairs in the Oneida County Courthouse. Each has a sheet attached to the front with words like right to be heard, right to restitution, and right to privacy across them with QR codes with links to state and local resources.
The imagery of silhouettes is there to remind us that oftentimes victims are amongst us and we don't necessarily know who they are.
That's Nala Kalpik. She's the state director for Marcy's Law for Wisconsin. Marcy's Law is a constitutional amendment that passed in 2020 with more than 75% voter approval and has since withstood legal challenges. It ensures victims of crimes have the right to privacy and gives them the opportunity to be more involved in the justice process.
Since Marcy's Law passed, one of the things that we hear most often is increased participation by victims. We're hearing that victims are now asking more questions and are being more proactive as they navigate the criminal justice system, which is always a good news.
Oneida County District Attorney Jillian Pfeiffer says Marcy's Law helps prosecutors be more mindful of victims' rights as they work through court cases. The DA's office works with victim witness coordinators who ensure people have proper notifications and are treated with respect.
There's been definitely more expansive rights that have been afforded, and I think it has made a difference, especially in terms of how our office handles victim rights.
The Silhouettes event was brought to Oneida County in collaboration with the Oneida County District Attorney's Office and Tri-County Council on Domestic Violence and Sexual Assault. Tri-County told WXPR it hopes the display will serve as an empowering and educational reminder of what is available to victims. The Silhouettes will be on display at the Oneida County Courthouse now through July 3rd. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.
A federal grand jury has indicted an Oneida County man with possession of child pornography. The U.S. Attorney's Office for the Western District of Wisconsin says 72-year-old James Hornung of the town of Newbold is accused of the offense. The material was said to have been found on a laptop and flash drives. The charges against Hornung resulted from an investigation by the Oneida County Sheriff's Office and the Wisconsin Department of Justice Division of Criminal Investigation. The investigation was part of Project Save Childhood, a nationwide initiative to combat child sexual exploitation and abuse. In the 1990s, Hornung had been convicted of second-degree child sexual assault in Oneida County. The 4th of July is just around the corner, and many people may be planning to set off fireworks. The Shawabigan-Nicolet National Forest is asking everyone to celebrate wisely and responsibly. Fireworks are prohibited in all national forests. Using fireworks on national forest land can result in some big fines and even jail time. If you are using fireworks someplace where they are allowed, check on local fire restrictions and be sure to keep an extinguisher nearby. The Rhinelander Fire Department says if a fire starts, immediately call 911 and back away to avoid injury. Charlie Place is a firefighter EMT with the Rhinelander Fire Department.
There's over 18,000 fires in the U.S. each year around the 4th of July due to firework-related causes, which is obviously something that's very scary. And there's over 11,000 injuries from fireworks each year, too.
Fireworks aren't the only danger when it comes to accidental fires on the 4th of July weekend. Hot exhaust pipes may set off dry vegetation, and cigarette butts may also trigger a fire. This story is courtesy of WAOW Television. A mother duck needed some help to be reunited with her chicks in Rhinelander. In a Facebook post Wednesday, the Rhinelander Police Department said six ducklings became trapped inside a storm drain. The post said the Public Works Department came to the rescue. Pictures show that a storm grate was removed to aid the duckling rescue, with a worker stretching down the hole to provide an assist. All six ducklings were reunited with their mother. The post generated many comments of congratulations and thanks. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.